Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. We talk about the energy in the room. There'll come a day when you can see it. For all energy is measurable, all energy is seeable. If you have the things to see and measure. But it's there. And to set the stage of the energy that is here, I would like to tell you what it is that we are doing. An entourage comes in with me. Of beautiful beings. I'll call them family. In some cases, you will call them relatives and friends. When you talk about the entourage of Kryon, you talk about the soup of God, you talk about souls that have been, souls to come, and energies that are unexplainable, but you feel them as love. And it creates a safe place to be. If we would paint the broad brush, there is compassion, there is love, there's understanding, there's family, there's all that is. And it supports you right now. It places you in a cocoon of reality. And some of you will feel it and some of you will not. It is the testimony of the beauty of free choice. That belongs to humanity, that we would never force an energy on anyone. But we put it here for those who wish to feel it, who can feel it, and who have intent to feel it. This is the couch, you might say, that you sit in today as we give the message we're going to give. All year long, we've been talking to you. About the majesty of the gifts, about the beauty of the time, and through all the difficulty and all the change, we've invited you to hold on, not to despair, understand what is before you, and at the same time, congratulate yourself for being here. It is a complicated message, and yet there is simplicity in the parts. Those listening here and now in this room will understand more than those listening out of this room. For those in the room have had a number of hours of teaching by my partner, the principles of the New Age, the new age. You've turned the corner. And even your teachers have recalibrated. They had to. You cannot pull the old energy into this energy, dear one. You just can't. If you do, it'll be self-destructive. Those of you who are facilitators in this room, I encourage you to pull upon that which is your intuition, the Akash that you have had in the past, and bring forward an enhancement to everything you do. For the human mind is ready, and old souls are ready for brand new paradigms to occur in every respect. I'm going to review some of the attributes that we have taught since January, right up to last week. If you followed these messages, dear ones, these will be reviews. But so many of you have not had the time. And so some of these will be important, and it's the only time you're going to hear it wrapped up in this way. What we have talked about, what we have described, what 2014 has all been about. Let us start at the beginning. We started by discussing with you the possibility of the kind of evolution for the human being that you had not really thought about before. An evolution of wisdom. We talked about wisdom factors. We talked about consciousness having physics. But the main attribute was a concept. The concept of children as they grow up, taking a long time, finally getting to this place right before puberty, when they're on the playgrounds and they're still hitting each other and swatting each other and calling each other names, and it's the best they can do. But as they grow and become young adults, they pass into another wisdom. They stop hitting each other. They stop calling each other names. They see in one another things they never saw before. There is a realization that if they're going to get along in life, they better get along in life. And they start looking at one another differently. They make friends. They become adults. They're reasonable. They're balanced. It's simple, isn't it? You see it in your children. You went through it yourself. But dear ones, this planet never did. You've been hitting each other with sticks and calling each other names for thousands of years. This is not unexpected. The other planets went through this. There comes a time when there is a full realization of change. And it didn't just start now. It began over 50 years ago. It became refined 25 years ago. I came in because I saw the potential. You're going to need advice. You're going to need help. You're going to need to know what to do next. Every single planet has gone through this at this stage with the same attributes at this stage and needed the kind of help. That's why we're here. I wouldn't be here if the potential was not that you would pass the marker, and you did. In this particular case, on this planet, the precession of the equinoxes was this marker, set up eons ago to be the final test, the timing. If you make it past this, you'd start to change. This was intuitive all along, and the ancients knew it, and they put it in their prophecies. You can read it, you can find it, you can see it in their calendars, and here you are. This is point one of the message. When the children start to grow, they change, and the wisdom starts to change. Perhaps you've seen it in your own. They grow up to be young adults, they behave differently, they act differently, they understand things differently. You actually get a little proud of them, like we are of you. The playground is over. The survival instincts that you've had, where you separate and conquer, is over. And now you start the wisdom factor. It comes in slowly, dear ones. We call this year one because it's the first year that's free of the attributes of recalibration and great shift. 2013 was not a good year to start anything. Some of you tried. You know exactly what I'm talking about. This is It happens slowly, and not everyone is the same. All humans are unique. Some of you are still going through the shift and the change with attributes that are going to take longer than others. It depends on who you are. But all of you, have the potential of great shift. And it's not negative. Do you hear me? It's the human being who sees it as negative is the one who does not want to go forward because they are afraid of it, because they don't know what it means. Point one, if I could tell you anything about this, you're going to like it. Getting away from the playground means the bullies are going to be gone in the world. Getting away from the playground means you don't call each other names anymore. You work things out. Dear ones, this is the cusp of peace on earth. Peace on earth, we then told you, is not the final goal. It's the beginning of the final goal. It's going to be the easy part, believe it or not. Wisdom does that. And as your children became more mature, you didn't have to beat it into them to be nice to each other. They just were. They saw it for themselves because the wisdom of an adult began to show them how to behave. That balance was everything. So point one, you're in a graduate earth and you're starting to mature. In the process, it's going to feel different. That's point number one. Number two, it was early in the year. A message was given that some of you didn't like because it was so different to what you really expected me to say. I said to you, stop being strange. In an old energy, there was value in being strange because you set off yourself apart from the others so you could hold your truth so others would stay away from you, not bother you. You could hold the truth and believe what you wanted to believe, and others would not try to interrupt it or take it from you, and you were just odd enough so they would stay away. Yes, you were. Yes, you were. Just ask your relatives. You know, the holiday time, dear ones, is a really challenging time. You've got to be with them whether you want to or not. The elephant under the table, they probably won't ask you. What are you doing? What do you believe today? Are you still doing the weird stuff? Stop being strange. It's time to come out of the shell of everything you've ever learned about light. And balance yourself. I want this Christmas, these holidays, whatever you call it, whatever reason you'd get together for family, even if you don't celebrate Christmas. This culture you do and others you don't, you'll be listening to my voice. Families get together. And sometimes it's difficult. Here's your challenge. I want them to know you've changed. You relax, you're compassionate, you smile more, you're comfortable with them, even with the questions that they may ask. You're comfortable because you have compassion for humanity, and that's all there is. And if they ask a pointed question that perhaps in the past has led you right into disagreement and argument and drama, you can disengage it and look at them and love them and have compassionate and have an answer that is beautiful. Won't make them wrong. Won't make you right. Instead, an answer which will show you you care about them a lot. It could be as simply as I love you enough not to get into this discussion. How about that? I love my family enough not to get into a discussion that would pull us apart. Can we celebrate the love of God together in whatever way we can or wish to? and stay together as a unit. And they'll look at you and they'll say, what happened to you? If you separate and show unbalance, there isn't anybody who's going to want to, anybody who's going to want to be with you. Do you understand this? Do you understand this? You can't shine your light when you appear to be unbalanced to the person next to you. At work, balance is the key. Not isolation, not odd, not strange. It may be time to stop telling people what you believe. You don't have to anymore. You can just believe it. You understand that? Sometimes there are things you can say which will alienate people next to you. And they'll recognize immediately you must be one of those strange ones, one of those odd ones. That's no longer what we're asking. Balance and shining your light and compassion for those around you is the new normal. So let's talk about attribute number 3, the new normal. We started talking about this in July. You cannot go backwards, dear ones, into what used to work. Human beings intrinsically do not like change. It's just not anything that you can deal with. It takes energy to change things that shouldn't change. That is how you work. How is it possible, dear human being, for you to get used to something that always moves? In the process of the attributes, we told you that it's like a radio station with a frequency that is beginning to shift. The communication with spirit that you've always had through meditation, through teaching, through intuitive thought, maybe seem missing. It's not. It just changed frequencies. Metaphorically, we tell you to reach for the dial and tune to the new frequency so you can center it up again. But what we didn't tell you until recently was that it moves all the time. Every morning, you may have to get up and find the center. That is how fast the energy is moving. There is a potential for you that things may move faster than they ever have had before. Things that took years to move and change might do it in months. How fast can you adapt to a changing reality? Paradigm shifts. There is something called the new normal. And the new normal is a reality that is constantly on the move. It never truly settles in one place. We gave you the example of going to work and coming home, and the furniture in your house had rearranged itself by itself. It got consciousness all of a sudden, sprouted legs, and decided to move around a bit. You came home and you did not like the new arrangement. So you put it all back where it was. You went to work again, came home, it had changed yet again. Every time you left, the furniture moved. What do you do? We discussed the various human attributes and the groups and what they would do. And there would be the group that says, I'm getting new furniture. This isn't working. And the solution was to try your best to make the old energy work. Old furniture, old energy, don't move around. I want it the way I want it. And they're the ones who said, I don't understand it, but it's kind of cute. I can hardly wait to see what the furniture does tomorrow. And every day you leave, it decides to move yet again. That takes wisdom. In certain cases, it takes courage. This third attribute, the catalyst attribute, is the catalyst for balance in your life. Can you accept change as normal? I will tell you, dear ones, that if you can and you will, you are going to have a much more peaceful existence. Balance with change. Not tolerance, balance. Didn't ask you to tolerate it. I ask you to like it. Can you do that? Old soul, this is all part of what you've been trained for. All part of what you've been trained for. There are those in this room who are already used to change. You're okay with it. You've seen it in your life. And there are those who are simply now starting to see it. Everyone in the room, everyone listening, is on a unique path of their own. You are not clumped together as one class at the same level. This is why I cannot give you like one generic rule for all. And I never will. There are different degrees of knowledge and wisdom. Number four. We told you that you're going to be fine. And do not despair. Except for one thing. The darkness, that is the dark consciousness of this planet, that which was always there and is rising its head today, knows your weakness clearly. It knows who you are as I do. And it will fight you with the one thing that it knows works really well. It's fear. If you're afraid, your light goes out. Crying, I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid of anything. Oh, really? Yes, you are. And there will be things that will test that fear. It tested my partner with fear. It tested those of the crying entourage with fear. Fear is disabling. Fear is a quitting energy. Fear will take all the joy out of your life. And you'll be left with nothing you recognize, and you won't even know who you are. I'm telling you, dear ones, that fear is what the darkness wants to create. Now, I also told you there's a solution to it. Fear cannot get in if light is being broadcast all the time. Do you hear me? It's time for you to stop protecting yourself by some imaginary shield from either dark energies or dark consciousnesses or anything else that you can imagine is trying to get to you, and understand the new parameters and the new paradigm. You broadcast light, and you broadcasting light, nothing can get in. Nothing. It's not about shielding anymore. You are now proactive. You're not sitting there trying to ward off the arrows coming from the darkness. You are light. When you have that consciousness, there is nothing that can get in. Nothing. For as long as the light is held, the darkness cannot get it. You understand that principle? It's a metaphor, but it is true. Your light is defined as your compassion factor, your wisdom factor, your joy factor. Don't let them put it out. Don't let them. That was number four. There are six, so we're almost done. We're racing through the whole year of training. Then we started telling you about innate. We wanted you to know that whatever it was in the old energy, this is different. The smart body called innate is starting to increase in its efficiency. bridges are starting to be built between the corporeal synaptic brain and the pineal. And what this means is that intuitive thought is going to become clearer. Do you know how the human being is really designed? I have said this before. It's so that your intuitive brain, that which is your pineal, is supposed to be as large a player in your reality as your corporeal synaptic brain. And that between the two of them, you have a balanced human being who can create synchronicity at will, who understand what's wrong with their body and way in advance of a problem can take care of it. We'll see things coming before they happen because the intuitiveness of you can see it, a bigger picture. That's how it was designed. This is the beginning of that. Some of you are going to become more intuitive. In the process, it's different. Let me give you some symptoms of an intuitive brain starting to assert itself in a human being in a new energy. Sleeplessness, change of diet, walking funny lines on the street. In other words, balance issues. How are you doing so far? You don't change your biology this radically without symptoms. What does that create in you, especially those of you who are getting older? Fear. I'm losing it. Why is it the human being always goes to the dark when something changes? Change does not mean negative things. When you were a child, you can't even remember, and you started developing, and your body started to become bigger. Do you remember this? You celebrated it. You could hardly wait to be bigger. You could hardly wait for the things that you could do that you see the other children who were bigger done. You loved it. Now here comes change and you're older and you're afraid of it. I want you to understand, you're not done growing. How would you like to do what the adults do on the other planets? You can hardly wait. Your innate wants to connect fully to you. And it's beginning in some of you. Don't let it be to worry. Let it connect. Your body is listening to everything, everything. It's not only listening to those things you tell it regarding the three-dimensional things, but also the things that you simply think about. Your body listens. How are you doing in the self-worth department? What are you telling yourself? Are you telling yourself you are unlimited? That despite tradition and everything you see around you, you can last a whole lot longer than anyone around you will, because you don't have to age. Now, when you say that, do you really believe it? Or is there a part of you that says, sounds good, how am I doing? Self-worth is the major issue of the old soul. And we have taught this over and over and over because you have spent so many lifetimes being beat up. Physically, mentally. Here you come to this one and everything in you cries, it's going to be the same. And it isn't. How are you going to get through that? The answers vary from human to human. How balanced are you now? Can you balance and center to a point where you can talk to your body one-on-one and feel it responding? For the first time in human history, you have got a chemistry and an innate who is all ears and wants instructions. Ready to go, ready to go, ready to go. This is a new energy, dear ones. Test it. simple things that you can do with yourself to test these things. Next time you feel ill, I want you to accelerate your healing and cut in half the number of days it takes to recover. Immediately, talk to your Nate. Give them the deadline. And watch it happen. When you do these simple things, you're going to ask yourself, what else can I do? What else can I do? Every single day, you can talk to your chemistry, your Nate. Dear Nate, I know you're there. And that brings us to number 6, the hardest one. Here is a concept that we just opened. We just presented 1 week ago. The concept is a difficult one for anyone. Anyone who calls themselves a rational human to figure out. There are two kinds of survival. The survival of the chemistry is your brain's job. It puts you in survival mode and keeps you safe and protects you as best it can. But there is another kind of survival that lays where you've never seen it before, and innate is responsible for it, for innate is connected to the higher self. We're going to call this spiritual survival. How is it that innate could help humanity to get to a place where they were wiser, go to graduate, and not determine themselves as ending through war? What is it that innate could do? What is the instinct that it could give humanity to keep them from destroying themselves, to keep them from going to that place where they've gone so many times before, where they never got ahead? And we told you what it was. And it was hard for you to hear. The engine of wisdom production in humanity has been reincarnation. Every time a human being reincarnates, they have the ability to pick up the wisdom from the past life, paste it on the current life, and become wiser for it. And they do. Old souls will wake up if the energy is correct and right because of what they've experienced in past lives. You can track it. You can see it. New souls don't have the experience to understand what you understand. They don't feel innate. They don't feel the higher self. They're still wallowing in an old kind of survival. They're not interested, and you are. Because you have reached a point, so many lifetimes have gone by, every time you came in, you were just a little wiser than the time before. Do you understand what this created? Short lifetimes. Take a look. Short lifetimes. Look at the logic of it. Spiritual survival for this planet to graduate to the place where it could be, if you had short lifetimes, you could come in again, and you could come in again, and you could come in again. The more times you came in, the wiser you'd be. This is what innate designed for you. How do you like that? Now suddenly, you pass that marker, and that spiritual survival doesn't need to be there anymore, but it lays there anyway. Because you're designed that way. You've got to start reprogramming innate. Reprogramming the DNA. And the way you do it is through the energy of understanding, affirmation, belief, knowledge, intent. Your body knows what you know. You start talking to it and explaining in this new energy, you have the ability to move to a new wisdom and stay alive. How about that? A new wisdom while you're here. It changes everything. You don't have to go through the death experience. You don't have to be reborn. You don't have to grow up again. You don't have to pick up the wisdom and continue. You can pick it up and have it grow right now because your DNA is starting to work better. Innate doesn't really know that yet. You've got to tell it through consciousness. This is the key. It's always been the key. This is part of free choice, dear ones. The body is not going to pick this up and do anything for you. You're going to give it instructions, free choice. Even some of the basic things, they're not going to happen automatically because that then voids free choice. It's up to you. Reprogramming the innate is not difficult. Every day, you remind innate what you're doing. Repetition does nothing. Intent does everything. Conscious intent is the key. Repetition is mindless. It's just doing something again and again just because you think the quantity makes it better. It doesn't. But when you address your innate, you're doing it like a best friend. Look it in the eye. Here's what we're doing today. We're not going to age. We're getting wiser. We are able to go to an ascended energy by ourselves. Because of this new energy and all that we are, we have arrived. We're graduating. We're becoming something that we never thought we would become. And we don't have to go through the aging process. When you look at the masters of old and they live 600 years, you think that's a typo in the Bible? There was a reason for that, so you could see it works. Dear ones, this is up to you. It begins now. It is doable. It is possible. It is part of a new paradigm. Spoken even this morning by the teacher, Peggy. What is your new paradigm? What are you going to do with it? Every single one of you is unique in this. You have your own story to tell, don't you? You have your own hurdles, don't you? You have your own fears. We know who's here. What a beautiful message. There's six for you to look at. Look up what six is in numerology and you'll see. It's a high spiritual number. Dear ones, this was the year in review. From January to now. Six items that are profound. For the human spirit, for the old soul. I tell you, survival is no longer what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to now create a new planet. And you can do it by starting with yourself. The first thing we ever told you, dear ones, is to love yourself. We ask again to get into that place where this will happen for you. Be comfortable in your own skin. Drop into the core and begin these things that we've discussed. This will change the planet. And that's what you came to do. And so it is.